I had to make a decision. Should I stand at the lectern to hold myself up? or should I move around? I decided I would try moving around. The sermon has been prepared by Pastor. In all his haste, he got it done for us. So we begin, in the grace and mercy and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our text today comes from the gospel lesson from Matthew. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus saying, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And calling to him a child, he put him in the midst of them and said, "Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives one such child in my name receives me. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a great millstone fastened around his neck and be drowned in the depths of the sea." You're going to be in trouble. You ever hear that? You ever say that to anybody? You're going to get in trouble. Sit down. I'm sorry. I'm glad I have help. Thank you, Lynn. I appreciate that. You didn't want to stand for the whole sermon? Okay. We've heard that, right? You're going to get in trouble. You're going to be in trouble. We've all heard it, or we've all said it. So what do you do to get in trouble with the Lord? Jesus makes that clear in our lesson today. Causing one of these little ones, a child who believes in Jesus, to sin. That's going to get you, it's going to get me, it's going to get all of us in a lot of trouble. Interestingly, you've ever heard people say, children can't have faith. Right? Children can't have faith. But Jesus tells us they can and they do. So if you cause one of them to sin, to disobey their parents, ask them for lie for you. Or here's a favorite one. When the phone rings, tell them I'm not here. Anybody ever done that? I did. So that's bad. That's bad because it causes that child to ignore God's law. And if it goes on long enough, the child's moral compass gets skewed, changed for the worse, maybe forever. So our Lord, in this lesson, who's talking to adults in the gospel, makes a simple point to us. He wants us to make sure our moral compass stays intact. In order for that to happen, Jesus calls adults to turn back the clock on your faith, to be childlike in our faith. So remember when you were childlike? When the things of this world didn't get in the way. When you were taught the scripture in Sunday school, those children that were here today, and they took it to heart. There was no, well, what about this? What about that? They took it to heart. When you were taught to respect authority, your parents, your teachers, the police, the government, we need to pay attention to what Jesus says and what God says. And when we do that, we're on the right track. Our faith, the faith of a child, stayed with us until we began to interact with other people. Maybe they didn't believe in Jesus, or they didn't get up on Sunday morning to go to church, who behaved differently, who spoke unkind words or ugly words to someone else. So then we went to school. And seems things just got worse instead of better. It's because of these realities that we need to take heed of what Jesus says. Keep the faith like a child. The trouble comes when we do not follow God's law and commandments and end up being poor examples to others, including and principally in this lesson, our children. So what is it we're supposed to do? How do we keep this all straight and be that example of faith? Jesus tells us, says, love one another. Love one another. It's interesting how Paul sees this being lived out in our lives, this love one another. He says, for the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you should not covet, and any other commandment, they're all summed up in those words. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Paul goes on, love does not wrong a neighbor. Therefore, love is fulfilling the law. So we need love. We need love. But he says, let your love be genuine. Love puts the needs of others ahead of your own. Our example is Jesus. But unfortunately, for example of failing to love others, many times all we need to do is look at ourselves. And, so what's that called? What is that? Selfishness. Selfishness. Yeah, you know, takes our eyes off loving and honoring others. Selfishness causes us not to look at the big picture. It causes us not to look at God's commandments as being important. Adultery? Oh, that's only if I really act on it. Wrong. Jesus says, if we look at someone lustfully, we've sinned. He also says that if you think ill of someone, you're murdering them in your heart. You all remember you'd be in Sunday school and you'd ask, I don't know, excuse me, what sin didn't you, you know, what commandment haven't you broken? I never killed anybody. I mean, I remember saying that in Sunday school. But, you know, what does Jesus say? If you think ill of someone, you are murdering them in your heart. Cheating on the taxes? Stealing. All that kind of stuff. It is because of our breaking of God's commandments that Jesus came. He knew when he spoke to the disciples the extent of our sin and what he was going to have to go through in order that we might have forgiveness for those sins. That's why he gets so upset about people causing children to sin. It's destroying the very foundation that Christ has laid. It's undermining faith. We all know there are enough challenges in this world that happen as we grow older that causes you and me to sin and doubt our faith. Therefore, we need to get back to the days of innocence when it comes to our faith. Does God love you? Yes. Does he forgive you when you confess your sins? Yes. Does he want you to be with him in heaven forever? Yes. Nothing changes that from God's perspective, nor from a childlike faith perspective. We take that all things as true on face value. It's in the Bible. It's true. We need that childlike faith. Therefore, our faith should not change as we grow up and the problems and challenges get thrown our way. When hurtful things are thrown at us from those who don't believe, hold on to what it was true. It was true when we were children, and it's still true today. You know this. Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones belong to him. They are weak, but he is strong. Simple faith, simple things to remember, and most importantly of all, love your neighbor. Guess what? That keeps you out of trouble. So pass that along to your children, your grandchildren, your friends, and your neighbors. In Jesus' name, amen.